When Arthur turned 18 on December 20th, 2005, Merrill ordered him to leave everything he had and return to the FLDS. Arthur refused and told his father the religion had turned into something weird. His life was going in another direction now. Merrill was outraged. No son of his had ever stood up to him before. Arthur graduated from West Jordan High School on June 6th, 2006. When he walked across the stage to receive his diploma, I leaped to my feet the moment his name was called and clapped and cheered for my son. It was one of the proudest days of my life. Arthur now has his pilot's license and is a full-time college student at Salt Lake Community College. He's the first of Merrill Jessup's sons to ever go to college. Betty graduated from high school with honors. She said when she turned 18 on July 2, 2007, she planned to return to the FLDS. 2 days after her birthday, on the 4th of July, she did. Betty left our home after an anguished goodbye. She hugged all her siblings and told them she loved them. But when she came to me, she put her arms around me and sobbed and sobbed. She thanked me for all I had done for her and said she loved me. I told Betty I loved her and would always welcome her home. My heart was breaking in ways I could not have imagined, nor am able to explain. I knew this day might come, and when it did, it was shattering in its devastation. All of my children were terribly upset that Betty was leaving us. They all told her that they couldn't understand why, on the day that celebrates America winning its freedom, she was relinquishing hers. I sensed in Betty a deep conflict within her about returning to the FLDS. Her decision means that she will no longer have access to us, and I think that will be awful for her. When she left, she promised to call, but none of us have been able to reach her by phone since her departure. I wonder if Betty, stubborn, independent, and quite capable of thinking for herself, will be able to stay in the FLDS. I have great fears about her return to a culture of abuse and degradation. I don't think she will do well there. Betty and I have had our struggles, but she's my daughter and I will always love and protect her. Luann earned her green belt in karate and is just finishing her sophomore year in high school. She's poised and beautiful and determined to go to college. Patrick and Andrew are still passionate about karate and have their brown belts. Marilee is a Girl Scout and devoted to her karate lessons like the rest of her siblings. She dreams of becoming a veterinarian. Harrison, who's almost 8, still works with Lee and is on the verge of walking. Bryson is starting kindergarten in the fall. He's bright, with a happy and well-balanced personality. He was a year old when we fled, and the only child I've been able to parent one-on-one in a non-polygamist environment. I am never far from terrible reminders of the awful world we escaped. On April 7th, 2007, 18-year-old Parley Dutson, one of the lost boys who was kicked out of the FLDS 2 years before, allegedly put a gun to the head of his 15-year-old girlfriend, Kara Hopkins, at a party, pulled the trigger, and then sexually assaulted her. He's been charged with murder. Police say drugs were involved. Desperate people do desperate things. His cry for help was a gunshot blast. It shouldn't have to come to that. 2 weeks later marked the 4th anniversary of my family's escape on April 22, 2003. Brian had taken me out to dinner the night before. He had moved back to Utah to be closer to his 2 teenage boys and to me. I never could have imagined when I fled in a panic with my children that 4 years later, I'd be dining at a fine restaurant with the love of my life. We celebrated as a family the next day, except for Betty, who said she had too much homework to do. We went to see a movie and had dinner at a Chinese restaurant. It was the most ordinary of evenings, but not to me. My children and I now know what it means to be safe. Freedom is extraordinary, and love, a miracle.